Maruri e te whānau, welcome back to a new Māori Millionaire Podcast episode. Today I'm really excited for the kōrero that we're going to be having today. I'm here today with Hannah Kilgour. She's one of the founders of Pepe Posi alongside Maraki Tuhakaraina from Ngāti Hauā and Hannah's from Ngaitahu. I'm really, really excited to have a kōrero with them. I've been following them on social media for a while now and I just love their kaupapa. Hannah didn't grow up around Te Ao Māori, but Maraki did, and it was a shared, desire of them to raise their pepe in Te Ao Māori and to have Te Ao Māori resources for their pepe. And so they started this business to be able to create resources for other whānau as well to use, which I think is so beautiful. And one of the amazing things about business is that you get to create solutions for the problems that you've experienced or that you've had. And so I just think it's a beautiful way to be able to contribute to our motu for people to be able to have resources for their pepe. So thank you, Hannah, for being here today. I'm so excited to have a kōrero with you. How are you?
All right, I'm so nervous, but I'm so excited to get into it. So excited, but very, very nervous. I'm like sweating, but yeah.
Please don't be nervous, because honestly, it's just a kōrero between us two. And as I said, you've got a beautiful business, and I've just been watching you grow on social media and all of these spaces, and it's just so amazing. And when I have my own pepe, they'll be like all decked out and posy stuff. So my first question is, can you kind of explain to us what Pepe Posi is? What do you sell? What's the mission behind it? I'd love to know all the tea when it comes to your business.
So the Pepe Posi is a Māori-based pakehi, and we create pepe tonga and kākahu, which all encourages the revitalization of Te Ao Māori. So our first kākahu line we did was actually a lot around my story and a lot of the kōrero I was brought up with, which was whakapapa is enough. So obviously I'm quite Pākehā looking, but whakapapa is enough is it's all about like where you come from. If you whakapapa too Māori, you are Māori, and we just want our pepe to be raised around that and really know that she is Māori and it's good to be proud to be Māori. So our whole brand is really around bringing Māori into spaces that you wouldn't usually see it.
This is incredible. I love this so much. So I heard that you started the business when baby was 1 month old. Like, this is crazy. How did you find time to be raising pepe but also start a business?
So our little darling was actually quite an easy pepe. So she slept. For the first 6 weeks of her life, she slept pretty much 22 hours out of 24 hours a day.
Oh my goodness.
And I was honestly just bored. What am I doing with my time? Like, I could be doing something. So I kind of started researching, because when my partner and I were shopping for kākahu for her before she was born, it was all like glitter, unicorns, like, stuff we were never going to put her in. And we're like, how can I fix this and also make it something that we really care about? We didn't want to just do like plain kākahu, even though we started doing that so we could get the pūtea to create our Māori kākahu. So that's kind of how it all began. And from there, it's just kind of grown and evolved into what it is today.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Because, and that your baby was sleeping 22 hours a day, that is insane.
She was so easy. And then it got to like 6 weeks and it was like maybe 18 hours a day. So even then she was still sleeping. She doesn't now. She's so awake now. So now's probably a lot harder than it was back then. But as for starting, like, it was a case of finding designs, like, finding manufacturers, and once we found our manufacturers, it was a pretty straightforward process for us. Like, we had a few hiccups with some sizing problems, quality problems, but once we got on the right track and we found a manufacturer, the process actually became pretty simple. So I think we're quite blessed in that sense. Yeah.
That's amazing. So going back to those first kind of initial steps, have you been in business before? Has your partner, like, what made you get, like, you know, I can see the problem, but it's like, you know, lots of people will see a problem, they'll be like, oh, stink, I wish there was this, but they won't actually do anything to actually solve the problem. But you did do that. So what kind of pushed you towards starting a business?
I honestly, like, I've always wanted to do it. So when I was in school, I was selling slime when I was like 12 years old, like trying to make a little bit of extra pocket money. And it wasn't really a case of we wanted to make more money. Like, it wasn't a side hustle. It was just a we wanted something that our daughter could wear that would represent where she came from. And so initially we actually just got some made for her and then posted it and people liked it. And it's just kind of, it's crazy how much people have liked it that we went, oh, okay, let's make this a pākehi. Neither of us have a background in business. Like, I left high school when I was 16, and that's the highest education I've got. Maraki, he went to university for social work, so he's never done anything kind of like this. So it's been a big learning curve, which has been incredible.
That's amazing. And I guess when it comes to that learning curve that you've been through, what are some of the lessons that you've learned in business? Because I know, like, in my own experience, like, there are so many aspects of business that, like, people who don't run businesses wouldn't even realize, like, you know, when it comes to, like, finances to marketing and all of these different areas, it's like a lot. And especially as, like, young people, it's like nobody teaches you this stuff. You go to school, no one teaches you at all. So what have been some of those, you know, lessons that you've been able to learn through business?
I think for me, the biggest lesson was don't overshare. So we had a lot of people, they found out we had a business and then suddenly they went, oh my gosh, you're rich. It's like, actually, no, we're not rich. We're just trying our best, you know? And it's just share what you can, but don't overshare. You know, people aren't always going to be happy for you. People aren't always going to shout from the rooftops, hey, these guys are doing awesome stuff. And you've got to be prepared for people to not be supportive. And I think that's probably the hardest lesson we've learned. But then on the flip side, you meet these incredible strangers that you've never met before, and they're just the most supportive, uplifting community, which was my biggest surprise, you know? Like, I thought, oh, this business is selling something similar to what we're doing. They're going to, like, hate on us. But really, it's like, oh my gosh, like, you're doing incredible. And people are going to buy what they want to buy. And it's just about uplifting each other, especially when we've all got the same kaupapa of sharing te ao Māori.
Yeah, I totally, totally resonate and relate to that kōrero. It's so true. Like, I remember some of my own friends, you know, they'd be like, oh my gosh, you've got a product. Can I, like, do that for free? Or things like that. And then there would be, like, strangers who'd be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm gonna share it with all these people. It's, like, so relatable. And it's often the people you wouldn't even expect it, or like whānau, who like aren't as supportive as you thought they would be. How have you kind of navigated that situation, you know, not sharing or keeping, you know, some things to yourself has been one of those things. Are there any other kind of tips or tricks you would share with our audience today, maybe who have started a business or experiencing that?
I think just learn who your community are. Like, you can tell who's going to be there and who's not pretty much from the get-go. Like, if they're asking straight away, you've started something, can I have something for free? It's like, actually, we can't afford for you to have something for free, but maybe in 6 months' time. And they're like, no, we'll purchase it. It's like, oh, you actually want to support me and tautoko our pākehi? And, like, we've got some amazing friends which come to markets just for free, just to help with our PFE. And we've got the most incredible community around us. But yeah, as for like knowing who to share with and who not to, it's really a learning curve. Like, it's one of those things where it's, you trust who you trust and you've just kind of got to see who's going to total call you and who's not.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, that's amazing. What were some of the things that you needed to get started in business? Like, you know, as someone who hasn't started business before, were there any things that you wish you had when you got started, or what did you use to kind of get started in business?
I wish I had created a separate bank account before I started, because My mama actually does all our taxes for us because she's an accountant. So thank God for her. But it was all on my personal account. And mum's going, what have you been doing here? What have you been doing here? Yeah. So start your own Pākehi bank account and imagine it like it's going to be huge. Like, if this is making you $1 million in 10 years' time, what do you need? You need your own bank account. You need a reliable website. You need someone who knows how to do taxes because the IRD will come chasing after you. And yeah, I think that's about it. So we use Shopify for our website provider. Absolutely amazing. It's, I think, just about free. I think it's like $30 a month. So definitely recommend that. And yeah, just own bank account. That was the biggest thing. Like, don't make the same mistake I did.
100%. That's like a very important thing that I think a lot of people don't get when they start business. But I like to think of it as like a whole separate person. If you can like create a business and like that separate person also needs a budget or a money plan to be able to track things. It's funny, you know, how many people don't kind of see that, but I get it too, because it's so overwhelming, especially when you've got like, and it's a great problem to have, but when you have so many sales coming in and there's all these different transactions and there's all these things happening, it's like, oh my gosh, and you start to get overwhelmed. So actually start like from the beginning, being able to have systems or processes to get you started would help for anyone listening in today who maybe hasn't started their business. But if you have already started your business and you haven't got those systems in place, then like being able to just start, and I know how like overwhelming it can be, especially if you haven't been doing it, but to get started as soon as you can is awesome.
Got to separate those accounts. Yeah, like, this isn't my money, this is Pākehi money, which means it's not mine to touch.
Yeah. And that's really awesome that your mama does accounting. So that's really helpful for you, because I think a lot of people get overwhelmed in that space, but to have someone who you can ask those questions to would be really awesome.
I just like how send has files to her, and then it's not my problem anymore. It's all hers.
Yeah, definitely. How has PFP Posse encouraged people to connect with Te Ao Māori and Te Reo Māori?
Well, I think coming back to our first collection, which was the Whakapapa collection, that was probably the most movement in our community that we've had. So I had hundreds of like messages from people going, thank you so much for this kōrero. Like, I didn't know how much I needed to hear this. Like, my great-great-grandmother is Māori, and I never thought of myself as Māori enough, but this kōrero that has come with this kākahu has made me think of myself as Māori, and I now want to learn my whakapapa, which has just been incredible. Like, that's been my favorite part, people coming up to me and going, your pākehi has encouraged me to send my tamariki to kōhanga. Like, it's so, so cool. Yeah.
That's beautiful, and I really, really love that for you. That's absolutely amazing, and I can already see it. I was watching you on TikTok just before our interview, actually, and like just watching like all of the comments of support and how many people really enjoyed these things. That's absolutely amazing, and I hope you guys are proud of yourself, because that's like incredible mahi to have been able to create.
Yeah, and I don't quite realize the scale of it. Like, I walked into a Kononon Kids the other day, and I was just wearing one of our Hia Māori hoodies, and she goes, are you the owner of that pākehi? I went, yeah, you know who I am. It was really weird. It was one of the weirdest moments. But I just don't think we quite realise the scale, because it's still run out of our home. Like, it's just in our couple's spare bedrooms and our shed. Like, yeah, it's kind of, it hasn't clicked.
Oh, that's, I really, really hope that you guys can like see like how impressive and how valuable this mahi is. Like, it's incredible, and I love it. I don't even have a baby, but I'm like, this is amazing.
Make me cry.
No, it's absolutely amazing. And on that note, I wanted to ask how anyone listening in today or anyone in my community would be able to support you and your pākehi. I'm going to put all of the links to everything, to your social media, to your website and stuff, in the description below. But how could someone support you and your pākehi?
Just follow the links. So on Instagram, it's at the PFP Posse with a little underscore. We we had an old account. It got hacked. So there's a new one. It's underscore at the end. And just flick me a message and say, hey, I've heard you from the Māori Millionaire podcast, and I'll send you a discount code. Like, the tautoko from our community has been incredible, and we just want to say thank you back.
Oh, that's so kind of you. I really, really love that. And I guess, is there any other kind of final words or anything that you want to share, I guess, with anyone who's getting started in business? Do you have any words of wisdom, tips that they could use? I know separating your business, having a separate business bank account is key. Are there any other kind of helpful tips or tricks you want to share with our whānau, or any final words?
I think my biggest thing is just trust yourself and trust that you know what you're doing. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, but I've learned along the way, and I've backed myself 100%. And I think that has been the difference of failing and succeeding. Like, I feel like we're at the point where we can go, yeah, we've done it, we've succeeded. Like, it's really cool. But it's because I've always treated this like a full-time job. I've always treated it like it was going to be something huge. And now people are recognizing me in random shops. Like, it's just a case of backing yourself and believing that you can be the next biggest thing.
Yeah, 100%. I love that so much. Being able to trust your puku, and also the other side of that, and like, from the beginning, believing that this is going to be like a $1 million business and taking those action steps towards doing that. Like, that's been huge in my own journey. Also, like, being able to have that vision, because when you can believe those things, then you're going to start taking action steps towards making that your reality. But what I see a lot of business owners do is they start a business, but they have so much fear and they don't believe in themselves. And you can kind of see that throughout their journey, because there's small things that they'll do that will, actually cause that to become true. And it's just like our money mindset. Like, if we don't believe that we're going to be able to, you know, create success with our finances, then we're going to start creating actions there. So totally tautoko your kōrero. And I just wanted to do a big mihi to you. I'm so grateful for your time today and coming to have a kōrero with us and sharing your words of wisdom. It's been awesome. And yeah, I just can't wait to continue to watch your pākehi grow and blossom. Like, it's just amazing. So thank you so much for your time.
No mihi, this has been like one of my bucket lists. Things that I've wanted to do since starting a pākehi. So when you messaged me, I was like, yes, absolutely, play it cool. But no, thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been incredible.
Oh, kei te pai. And yeah, I just cannot wait. And maybe in a year's time, we'll be able to do an update. How has the pākehi grown? So it's been that $1 million business. Like, honestly, cannot wait. And yeah, I'm so grateful for your time today. And I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Wow, is she just like literally such an inspiration? I hope you all have very much enjoyed this podcast episode, E Te Whānau. I am coming away with so many nuggets of wisdom from Hannah, and I just hope that you guys all enjoyed this episode. Before we close up, I just wanted to throw in a little special mention about my new offer that right now, while I'm recording this, I'm currently working on, but by the time this podcast goes up, it would have been launched for the people on the waitlist, and it will be about to launch for the public to be able to join in on this special offer. So I'm going to put all of the details that you need about this offer in the description below. So make sure to go and look at that, because honestly, I am so excited for this to launch. This is something like totally different to what I've done in the past with programs and things like that. I don't know how much I should tell you guys, because my rule is like, I'm not telling anyone until it is, you know, out there. So if you want to learn more, go and have a look in the link in the description below, because you're not going to want to miss this opportunity. I've been fully booked out of one-on-one mentorship like spots. And so this is going to be the only way to work with me in close proximity. I've already booked out of my one-on-one mentorship spots. And once this book's out, because there are only limited spots available for this, then that'll be it until you'll have to go on a waitlist to work with me, essentially. So make sure to go and have a look at that if you're interested. I cannot wait for this to like be available for everyone. And yeah, otherwise, I hope everyone has a beautiful rest of their day today whenever you're listening to this. And yeah, make sure to focus on your mindset. Your mindset is just everything. I hope you are keeping well, and you've enjoyed this episode. And if you enjoyed it, I would actually really, really love it. And I'd really appreciate it if you could share this on your story, on social media, and tag me. This just allows the podcast to grow organically and get this out to as many whānau as we can, because I want to help impact as many whānau as I can. And if you're able to share this podcast out on your stories or on social media, then I would very much appreciate that. So that's me for today, but I hope you enjoyed it, and I will chat to you guys in next week's episode. Ka kite!